Good afternoon, everyone. I received an email from one of my staff members at office who left many years ago. It was such a pleasant surprise. And she was referring to one of the articles I had written years ago called "You Have the Right to Remain Silent." You might find that article on my website or maybe in one of the books. And so she wrote saying, "I don't know if you remember me, I was working with Yogi Impressions and I happened to come across your personal website and read your writings. They gave a lot of peace of mind while reading. The one I like the most is "You have the right to remain silent." The example of the girl given is so much similar to me. It was really a good experience working with you, and I miss a good and well-mannered boss like you. I hope I could meet you sometime. The reason I chose this particular email to read out this afternoon is not because of some notions of self-praise and so on. This shows to me how important our daily living is, especially for those who have a job and a career, maybe working in an organization or heading one, it doesn't matter, and how that becomes the ground for living the teaching, you see. And that is why my teacher, he was the bank manager of the Bank of India. So he was very keen to listen to my stories at work, because then he could see the teaching in action. Because work is the breeding ground for all relationships, colleagues, clients, suppliers, and so on and so forth. And daily living means dealing with relationships, and peace of mind is to be found through those relationships. So now this particular letter shows us two things. One is where she says, "I miss a good and well-mannered boss." You see, I didn't do anything as such to be good and well-mannered. That was my nature. Now that nature may also work against one. For example, if you are good and well-mannered, certain staff members can take you for granted. That is what also happens, and that used to happen. So there was no deliberate choice in this. But having said that, it is living the teachings, because I was in the thick of work all those 10 years I was with Ramesh ji. So obviously that teaching had an impact on the way I conducted myself at the workplace, consciously or unconsciously. There was bound to be this impact, you see. And that is what was perhaps picked up by this girl. And that is why living the teaching, and if it does interest any of you all, I had written an essay called "Journeys at the Office Desk." All that I learnt through work in light of the teaching of non-duality, you will find in that essay. How I dealt with situations that came up at work, challenges and major challenges, how the teaching came and created this cushion of an understanding which saw me through that process. You know, I remember we had hired a manager for our data team, lovely guy, but very aggressive, to the extent that he used to abuse and scream at his team in order to get the work done. And one day he came into my cabin. He was very frustrated. And he said, I mean, we all were frustrated, frankly. The team had complained. I don't know what to do now, you know. So it was, everyone was, you could say, confused about how to handle this situation. So I asked him, I said, is this necessary, this abusing and screaming and shouting? He said, yes, it is. Because in my earlier job, our boss used to scream and shout at us to get the work done, and therefore we used to do it. Otherwise, we never used to work. So I know that is the only way to get the work done. Now, for all you know, that is true. I don't know, but maybe that is how it is at certain levels of the working culture, in certain environments and specific, you know, geographical locations. But, you know, I told him, I said, I don't think that works in our environment. And he was very taken aback. You know, he said, you have never screamed at me and shouted at me. My boss has shouted at me all the time. So maybe even I am not performing. I said, maybe. But I said, that will not make me scream and shout, because that's not my nature. You see, so this is a very important thing. Many of us become someone that we are not because of these forced circumstances, and so we feel very uncomfortable under our skin. Many people are in that situation, but we have to accept situations. We accept the way the Lord, God, the Source has created us, and we accept that daily living, in this case at work, is to be found through the work, through the relationships at work, and not by trying to escape from them or blaming, condemning and judging them or avoiding them. This is very important. And it's a real pleasure when staff members who've left get back in touch to say, hello, how are you? How are you doing? It gives me tremendous joy. Because I do believe that, as the great Shirdi Sai Baba has said, nobody comes into your life accidentally. That includes the people you work with. That includes your neighbors. That includes the strangers whose path you may cross. Nobody comes into your life accidentally. It is on account of rinanubandhan, the bondage of relationships. And so, to accept that no one truly does anything breaks that bondage. Sometimes the understanding makes that break happen immediately. More often than not, it takes time. But at work, to understand and be conscious of the relationship dynamics, what is playing on beyond just the work, what is the appearance like, what is beneath that appearance, this teaching sheds tremendous light on all these aspects of relationships at work. And that is why also Rameshji would encourage people to work. If they said, oh, they're not doing anything, he would say, go and do social service. Go out there, because one cannot escape or run away from what is out there. One has to be immersed in that and live the teaching through that. Of course, if someone's nature was not to do it, he would not force someone to do it. But he would say that an idle mind is indeed a devil's workshop. Idle mind being the thinking mind. And therefore, better to be immersed in work so that the working mind is engaged, rather than have a rampant thinking mind which is thinking of all kinds of stuff during the course of the day and perhaps the night also. So all relationships are sacred. That is what I learned, not just family and friends, but even those through work. Thank you.